The youthful pro-democracy activists who played a central role in overthrowing Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak are now pressing to delay planned elections for September until a new constitution is approved. Among the reformers, there is a growing fear that the Muslim Brotherhood and powerful elements of Mubarak's National Democratic Party will dominate the election and derail opportunities for reform. There are also mounting fears the Muslim Brotherhood, founded in 1928, would impose a harsh Islamic state. According to the Los Angeles Times, the military brass that currently rules Egypt wants to hand off power to newly elected leaders while holding on to institutional power. In March, 77% of voters approved holding early elections and amending the current constitution. Now, pro-democracy activists want to reverse the process by writing a new constitution before elections. The goal is to limit the influence of the Muslim Brotherhood and National Democratic Party power brokers. Activists are organizing new protests for July 8th and working to collect 15 million signatures to delay the upcoming election. Among Muslim Brotherhood leaders, there is a growing split between old guard and youth factions. Human rights groups have criticized the Brotherhood for recent criticisms leveled at women and Coptic Christians. Yet most Egyptian commentators expect the Muslim Brotherhood to play a central role in the new government until a unified civil society opposition party emerges to challenge established power centers. Classified U.S. State Department cables revealed by WikiLeaks show that American diplomats in Haiti worked closely with garment contractors to undermine Haiti's campaign to raise the minimum wage in 2008 and 2009. In alliance with garment factory owners, the U.S. Agency for International Development distributed a study showing a sharp rise in the minimum wage would wreck the textile industry. The Haitian factory owners refused to pay a 62-cent an hour increase in the minimum wage approved by the Haitian parliament. Instead, the owners, who make clothing for Fruit of the Loom, Hanes, and Levi's, agreed to pay only a 9 cents per hour increase, lifting the factory wage to 36 cents an hour. To resolve the impasse, the U.S. State Department urged Haitian President René Préval to intervene or risk political chaos. In August 2009, President Préval offered a compromise, create a two-tiered wage structure, $3 a day for those working in the garment industry and $5 a day for workers in other industries. Yet that was not enough for David Lindwall, deputy head of the U.S. mission in Haiti, who complained in cables that the new $5-a-day minimum wage did not take economic reality into account and was simply a political appeal to the unemployed and underpaid masses. According to The Nation magazine, a year before the massive January 2010 earthquake devastated the island nation, Haiti was the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, with over 3.3 million people at risk of hunger. The Federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati has upheld the Obama administration's health care reform law. The court concluded the law did not violate the Commerce Clause in the U.S. Constitution. The health care law, passed in March 2010, aims to provide health insurance for 30 million uninsured Americans. The mandate to buy insurance begins in 2014. It is based on a similar program in Massachusetts, pushed through by then-Governor Mitt Romney, who is now the leading GOP candidate for president. In a split 2-1 decision, the court rejected the appeal by the Thomas Merton Center in Michigan, a Christian-based law firm. The majority included Judge Jeffrey Sutton, a conservative Republican and former law clerk to Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Walter Dellinger, a U.S. Solicitor General in the Clinton administration, called the appeals court decision a complete vindication for the Obama health care law. Two other appeals courts in Atlanta and Richmond, Virginia, are considering lawsuits against the health care reform law. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to take up the case when its new term begins in October. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.